Hello?
You're Reddit? Hello?
I am Reddit. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear
Okay. I am ready
you. All right.
to partay.
I was busy. I was entering in countless little deaths into the database. Or no, Danger Jane.
Danger Jane for
I
real, yeah.
finished can Are you really? You're familiar with Danger Jane?
Thought so.
No, you're not.
Maybe I'm thinking of something else.
It's a bad bug. You're not
Oh, no, I'm not familiar with that. I was
familiar.
thinking of the some other kind of danger.
Molly Danger?
No, not Molly Danger. Maybe it's some other kind of Jane. Danger Girl, that's what I was thinking of. Danger Girl. Not Danger Jane. Very similar, I imagine. Dangerous women. Scantily clad. What have you.
Yep, this one's scantily clad.
So you're entering your Kickstarters into your database,
Yeah, and
which you have to do manually.
I hit save. Oh, fuck, I fucked that one up. I have to edit it. For some reason, it went in as a AIM toothpaste giveaway. I don't know how that happened. Regular issue. And it should go in as a 1A because there's lots of covers for these bad bugs.
Ah, sure.
Okay, now that that's done, see what I do is then I take it over to my scanner and I scan it. I scan the cover in. Oh, I only have to do this for the Kickstarters. All the other stuff
Can't you just save an image from their
is taken
Kickstarter and
care
use that?
of. I'd rather own. It's high res.
Yeah, I guess you can control the res then. Plus, you get the pride in knowing that whenever anyone enters
Yeah.
that in, they'll see your comic book.
I just entered in the countless little deaths, which is a cheeky comic. And I'm two
Oh.
stickers away from a freebie from
Ooh,
Pat Shant. Yeah, I wonder what
nice.
it's going to
I
be.
don't know.
I don't know.
That will be interesting to see.
Maybe it'll be like a free trip to one of those porno
Porno conventions. You
conventions.
get a VIP pass, I guess.
A VIP pass.
Exoticom or con. Wow, yeah. Nice.
And then you'd be like, God, I wish I had contributed to these
Well, I assume I'll be your
Kickstarters.
plus one, so.
My guests. Not my wife, but you.
Does Barb want to go to the porno convention?
I don't know. She
She
probably
probably
would
would,
want to.
yeah.
She'd probably be more interested in this, especially if ice, what do you call it? Ice cold water guy is there.
True. Where's Barb? Oh, she's over with all those men in Speedos.
Yeah.
I haven't seen her all weekend. Barb would befriend all of the women there, I think. All of the models and stuff.
Oh, I'm sure. Don't see her ever befriending women. It's mostly men.
All the male models.
I guess I have to edit the one more time because I figured I got cover B.
I wonder what you do get for that. You
Not
probably
cover
get a
A.
sticker.
No, I think you get
Yeah.
a comic, but it's
An
an
exclusive
exclusive.
comic.
I don't know what it'll be. Like, I don't know if it's something you already printed
Yeah, whether it's
or.
exclusive content or just an exclusive
Well,
cover.
if it was like an exclusive, like one of one, that would be awesome. Like
Probably not one of one, but it might be one for everyone who,
of a
yeah, whoever
hundred.
gets the
Yeah.
stickers.
It's a lot of work, man. You have to collect Let's see, that's not. You have to collect 12.
12 Kickstarters.
Yeah. And I'm on 10. Well, if I need only 11 and 12 to go. And I think I have one. Like, I pretty much buy all the Cheeky. There's some of his other stuff. He has got like three, what do you call it? Imprints. And Cheeky is the one like that I like the most. Like Private Dance is, oh God, that comic is so good. It's like totally addictive.
Haven't read that yet.
It's so good. I'm all caught up on that. And then there's been like a couple one shots, like Private Dance Las Vegas and Private Dance New Orleans or something like that. Yeah, it's been good stuff. I highly recommend it. They're actually worth the price too, 'cause it takes a while to read them. They're meaty, you know, they got a lot of content. They're at least like 35 pages, if not
That's
more.
good. Yeah, it's nice that he's trying to at least provide value now that everything's so expensive.
Yeah. All right, that's done. Only one more to enter in after the podcast. I got Juice Man trade paperback, the volume
I
two,
got that too. Juice Man. The Juice Man.
and Cosmos War.
I don't know what that is.
And then I got one called, I can't remember what it is, but it's like Super Babe or something like that. She's got like a crazy dolphin on the cover, but that one came with a lot of like freebies, like extras. I got a mouse pad, and I know at work they'd like mouse pads, but I don't think they'd want this rated X
Is
mouse
it a mouse
pad
pad that
over
has
there.
boobs on it?
It's a
It's like a 3D one.
she's it's a very sexual woman with no. Well, she's got stuff on her boobs, so it's not like she's got boobs showing. She's scantily clad in the boob area, but she's wearing no clothes in the panties area.
No bottoms. Oh.
Yes, no bottoms, but it's a side view, so you don't actually see any ass crack
You don't see any private
or bush.
areas.
Yeah, you don't see that.
No bush.
No bush.
So you just see this. That's I would not bring
Yeah.
that to That's good for home. Home use.
Have you started Juice Man yet?
Juice Man.
Yeah, have you read any of
I
it?
read.
Volume one?
No.
Wow,
I started it, but then I got sidetracked. I
How do
haven't
you
I gone
not
back to
finish it? It's so
it.
like in your wheelhouse. Eric
Is.
Larson-ish.
It is.
He's got another one that's coming out, like Icelander and Plasma. I support that one too.
Yeah, I saw that one. I'll wait for that
Yeah.
to get that in tr the trade paperback format.
There's no trades on that one. You're
Oh, is
out
that
of
what he
luck.
said? Damn it.
Yeah.
Him and Pat Shan, no
I'm
trades,
gonna give you
guys.
some pointers right now. You should sell your dork and your white something. I forget what it's called.
White people, my white people manifesto?
No, you're white. What was it
I
called? White. It's
don't
not
know.
white ash.
You just keep saying white. It's just called White. There's a comic called White. So are you thinking of
White.
a new one?
No, it
Old
just from,
one.
came from Image. Is it
Oh.
White Sky?
I never heard of it. I guess I could
I don't.
look. So tell why is Dork worth so much money?
I don't
Like
know.
I saw that, I'm like, out of all the comics, why is Dork worth a crazy amount of money? That's so silly.
It's not white out. It's not. What
White
is
River,
it?
no. There you go. White Clay, no. White Savior, White Sky.
I should. Yeah, is it White Sky?
There is a White Sky. Yeah, it's in my next shipment. I haven't got it yet.
Okay, that's it.
Is it
That
worth
book's
money?
hot. So yeah, you should sell those, and like you could, that would, if you sold both of them, you would fund the trades and get more. Like it makes no sense to keep them in your case.
Yeah. I didn't know that White's
Gotta sell them
die.
fast. They're, I think it's like
Yeah, it could.
a flash in the pan kind of bullshit. Let's see what Dork is going for now. It's probably already lost value because you waited too long.
Hork, I gotta look at sales because I can't
Oh,
trust
it's
what these.
$100 still.
I can't
Jesus
trust what the.
Christ.
Here we go, sold items. The last a second print. Oh, there's so many printings. $70? $7.
I
Yeah,
have a couple for
$70.
$43.
$78, $76.
That second sprint,
First run. Hell, so
first
yeah, some
minute,
70s, 80s.
and then White Sky.
Which I don't even have
Let's see,
yet.
White Sky number one. Let's see what Image Comics. Let's see sold items again. 32.
Five. Yeah.
$2. So you spent $4, you should sell. Like you shouldn't even read it. Just sell it and then get the trade. And it was like free. Like you don't even pay
Yep, it
for
would be a free
anything.
trade.
Yeah.
I should do that. I won't, but I should do
You should do it, but I
that.
won't. I don't know how to sell on eBay.
That's somebody.
I
It's
won't
work.
do it.
I don't read comics to do work. I work out to do work. Comics are to relax.
I think it's just like stupid. I mean, speculators are part of the industry and we need them. They're like one of those
Yeah,
necessary
they buy comics,
evils.
so.
They buy comics and hoard them so the demand, and then they somehow have like an internet way of telling people this book is hot. Like it's good. And then everybody wants it, but it's too late. They didn't pre-order it.
Yep, they didn't
Like me
pre-order it
and you were
because
like, fuck
no
you,
one
we already
bought
pre-ordered it. We get all the number one. But
it.
not everybody gets them. And then they get sucked into this swirl of
Yep, paying
hype and they're
$70.
spending a lot of money on this shit.
I need. What is White Sky? So, do you know why White Sky is popular? Like Dork, I guess I can see. It's like a fun adventure kind of book. So.
No, I don't know why either of them are popular. Like, I didn't sell my dork either, but I said I was. Like, that is not my book. Like, that's not a Mike book.
You barely even got it. I like barely
It,
made your order.
well, yeah, it was like in the fantasy and the that little I hate Fairyland world, and I was like, nah, I ain't gonna get it, but I did.
Now you're rich.
Now I'm rich. If I sold it now,
If you sold it now, you could have.
Barb's like making things like, you dumbass, sell your shit right now.
So like one less comic in the
Oh,
house.
we are going to Heroes, by the way.
Yeah, so you
Yeah.
messaged me. I am unable to go. It sucks.
I have the Heroes itch though. Like I really want to
Want
go. So
to
I was like, God damn it, I want to go. We're going to try that new hotel that's across
like
the
Kitty
street.
Corner one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we can't even enter through the side door anymore, so it's closer to
Well, you
the
can't.
front door
No,
or the
you
back
can't go in
door.
the back door anymore, but you can go. So you can go in the side door or whatever. However,
Yeah.
the building's orientated. Yeah, you can go into the by the train entrance door.
Yeah.
But it's actually, I mean, that's might even it's a shorter walk, really. Yeah, you have to let me know how that hotel is.
Yeah. And then we're good. We should go to Baltimore since you can't make heroes.
Yeah, when is Baltimore?
I don't
I
know.
guess
It's
I'd have
like
to look it up.
September, I think.
Oh, we got
I
10
think it's
money. Damn.
September, October.
That would work.
Yeah.
Baltimore Comic Convention. September, end of September. Wow, they already have guests listed. Howard Chaykin.
Yeah. I gotta take my freaking
Gonna
Black Kiss and say, look
show
at
him the
this shit
binding.
is falling apart.
Show him
And
the
I'll say,
binding.
he's like, he'll probably like say in front of everybody, this guy was masturbating to my book so much, the
His
binding
book
came
is fine. Yeah.
apart. The binding's fine. And
Well, no, I'm sure.
then he would point us out in the panel. Those two guys were masturbating to my book because the binding book in
Don't put it on your
it.
lap and open it all the way. Just so you can see everything in the.
If I would have known, I would have read it like on my TV tray, like I'm reading it now, because
Gently.
I don't want to mess with it, because I guess my history with Black Kiss is I read Volume 2.
Okay.
So imagine reading Volume 2 without ever experiencing Volume 1. You're kind of like just getting
I mean, it work.
backstory
Yeah,
on something.
it works in terms of
No.
timeline, but it doesn't work in terms of understanding
Like
what's going
content.
on.
Yeah, because he just throws these characters at you, right? You don't
It's
know, and
basically
you don't get.
someone becomes the new Dagmar and then they get killed, and then someone else becomes the new Dagmar and then they get
Yeah.
killed.
Yeah, so
You're like, wait, what?
like you don't get the like magic of the story, like you, because the meat is in Volume 1, in my opinion.
Right, that's where you get the
We
whole.
Volume 2 is excellent, like supplementary material
Right, because
to
you see
Volume
how you got
1.
to the point of the story in
Yeah,
Volume 1,
yeah.
which is interesting to see, yeah. And then, I mean, so the one critique I have of Chaykin is that a lot of his faces he draws look similar to one another. So it's
Yeah.
hard when you keep killing off characters and bringing them back or bringing in new ones to take their place, and they all look very similar. It's like,
Well, these Dagmars looked sort of different, at least in terms of hair
there were a couple
styles.
different hairstyles, yes.
Yeah. Even I thought Beverly, who's now a different name, she's gone like by six names. And I guess I thought Beverly was dead, and I guess she's
She
not.
did. She dies and comes back.
Yeah, she came
She came
back
back through one
because
of the
she's.
Dagmars,
Yeah, she did, but that's fucked up.
That
That
was
like
weird.
that none of that is none of that is explained.
And it didn't happen ever
No,
before or
you're at a
again.
fucking orgy party, and she's
She
like
blew up.
there. You know, there's a Dagmar, and then all of a sudden she blows up, and you're like, what the fuck just happened? Like, I don't know what happened. There's blood everywhere, and there's a Dagmar that exploded, and then there's Beverly that comes out. Hey, everybody!
I like that Cass, like on the next page, like explains what happened,
Yeah.
which was good because I was like, oh yeah, confirming what I thought happened. It's like, yeah, I thought she
Well,
exploded and turned into Beverly.
the thing I found fascinating about the way this ended is like Cass is now her bitch. Like
Yeah.
she's like, I'm done with Dagmars. You're the new Dagmar, but you're not a, you know, a trans person. So it's different.
Right. Yeah,
And he's aging
he
too. Like he's
has gray hair by the end. So
it's.
here's my one question is, when did the first story take place
I'd have to go back and
in the
look,
timeline? Because I
but
looked and I couldn't find a time for it.
I think it was in the
Yeah, not, that's what my
'90s.
guess was, 90s. And then
So
the
we
second,
jumped to the
yeah, the second story
2000s.
goes to the 2000s. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I thought. So, I was kind of trying to figure out when.
But the interesting thing is, I thought in the first volume, I thought Beverly was dead, and I thought that's why the first Dagmar lost her shit and tried to kill everybody there. But I guess she was dead, but she's somehow using these Dagmars as a way to come back, like,
right,
if she needs to.
Right, but she. Yeah, I guess that's right. Yeah, if she needs to. And if she doesn't, then she just kills them.
Yeah.
They end up dying at some
point. That's pretty much what this one was. The other interesting thing about, I think it was issue 5, was Kaz's wife was fucking the guy that killed...
The cop guy.
The cop guy. The cop's wife was fucking Cass.
Yeah, I'm surprised by that.
that surprised me. It was like, what the fuck is going on? I was reading that out loud, by the way. And I was reading that scene where he's like, you know, she's blowing him. And I was reading it out loud, and I didn't realize Barb was in the room. And she's listening to me. Ah, oh, suck it harder. Yeah. Shut up, bitch, and suck it.
Did she say something?
Well, she kind of knows I read filth, so. Yeah. She.
Because it's just one of your Kickstarters, probably.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah, that was.
Yeah, you can't read this out loud because of the filthy stuff and also for all the antiquated transgender terminology that they use.
Yeah.
Which is, I mean, it's understandable because they're talking about it in the 70s, you know, and that's the terminology used back then, so.
Yeah. So we only have 2 more issues to go, but they're double sized, so I think we could just do the next one and then the next one. So
just
we got
do the spe- next
we got
special.
The spe- yeah, the next special was published by Image, and then the next one, the Halloween special, was never published. Like, it's,
oh, that's the new one.
Published,
yeah.
It's published for this hardback. So it should be interesting, because I would expect, if it goes forward in time, that Kaz is gone. Like,
yeah, he was getting old in the early
2000s. He's getting old.
Well, not too old. Maybe 50s, upper 50s. 60s, maybe?
I think he was in his, no, maybe 50s, because he still had a good build. He didn't start to look like,
yeah, he's not
wrinkles.
Yeah, he's not hobbling
he's
around.
He's gray-haired, but he's not
many
hobbling.
Young people like me have gray hair.
Yeah, he's still fucking like a young man. She's got him going there, that succubus. But it was damn good. Like, I
like that. Oh, it was 2010. I like how she has him go kill Dag, or go to kill Dagmar at the end.
Oh, yeah.
He just goes over and he's like,
he kills that Dagmar.
Okay. Goes over.
Yeah. Okay. Because that Dagmar is living without her because she was dead, right? Isn't that? Well. Mm-hmm.
Well, cause,
isn't that when she came back alive? Why did she kill that Dagmar? Because he was going to become her new Dagmar?
I'm not sure. Well, it says that Dagmar was, like, making money on the internet. So I think she was doing, like, porn on the internet or something.
Yeah.
And she was getting money. She was, like, whoring herself out to these couples or to this couple. Maybe she, I don't know. Maybe she didn't like that. One thing,
yeah,
I was confused by in the story just before that, it looks like they slit Cass's throat.
I don't have it with me to look, but
so I was confused because I thought they killed him, but then he was alive. So obviously they didn't.
Yeah. It's definitely an interesting book, that's for sure. I enjoyed it quite a bit. Especially, I think I enjoyed it more this time, but I did read, in all fairness, I did read Black Kiss Volume 1 twice.
Oh
I
wait,
read it.
she didn't hit kill Cass, it was the other dude. Okay, I understand it now. Lots of people getting killed.
Oh yeah, it was Beverly that killed that other dude. She cut him like she swiped her nails through that guy's throat, right? Yeah, I remember that scene. Yeah, that was a trip. For sure. The other thing that I got caught up on like fully is Monster, and God, I Mark Spear's Monster. I love that book. Like I guess his art is very photorealistic, and I don't know what his
I actually
process is.
watched a video of him doing his art.
Yeah, is there something on YouTube I could
There
go do it?
is, it's not him
Go
doing
see?
like a page from the comic, but it's him doing a sketch. It's actually
Yeah.
a sketch of Spawn. And he does, it's like a lot, he, I don't know if it was for charity or I don't know what the purpose of it was, but it's like a couple hours long. It's him on like, and there's like a guest or a host or whatever. And yeah, he's working on this Spawn sketch the whole time. So
See,
it doesn't get to the realist as realistic as his comic, but it seems
yeah.
to be the way from what he said, it's he's doing it all himself. I think he
Yeah.
uses model sometimes just as a, you know, a starting point. But in this case, it was just a sketch of Spawn, but it looks so good because he spends like a ridiculous number of hours on each page, like working on the on each panel. So
Yeah.
I think it just looks awesome because, well, two things:
Well,
one, he spends so much time on it, and two, he uses crazy colors that other people
yeah,
don't
the thing the
use in his coloring.
I'm fascinated by his storytelling. Like I think it's amazing. And like this story is incredible. It's like you have Dracula bringing in all these other monsters to do nefarious things, and then you got a guy who's like a dragon slayer that's been around since the 1800s or 1700s, and he's the only adversary. He's called the Slayer, and yes, he has. There's like groups that are there to fight the monsters, but they all getting killed. And then there's like a golden man who's like a superhero, but he's not a superhero. He's like an android from a corporation, and he like kills a little boy. Like he doesn't care what's going on. It's I find this story like incredibly a page
Compelling,
turner.
yeah.
Like I am sucked in, just like with Private Dance. Like I'm just sucked into this world. I think
That's cool.
it's amazing. Like
I did a bad job with Monsters. I picked up a few issues here and there, and it took me a while before I started picking it up regularly, so I'm missing several, but I figure I'll be able to get them at some point.
but you'll get the gist of it, I think.
Yeah, I'll fill in my, but I have been getting the, well, it's only three issues, but the Monster and the Wolf one.
Yeah, that did you read
I
that?
did. It was
Monster and the
really
Wolf
good.
number
It was
one?
really good.
Oh, it was so good. 'Cause we get the mon we get the Frankenstein monster and the werewolf in the series,
Right.
but it doesn't really go into their background, and this is like
Yeah, this
fleshing
is a
them out.
backstory, yeah.
Oh, it's so good. It's also amazing he does everything. He does the lettering, the everything,
Yeah, he's
like.
crazy.
And so the other thing I was trying to find is
But he doesn't do the lettering,
this
but he does
guy,
everything else.
I think he did in the other book.
Might have. He didn't do it in this one, though. Our friend Michael Myers did it in this book.
Oh, did he really?
Yep.
Oh yeah. Never mind. Special thanks, Todd McFarlane and Chris Crosby. Interesting. Yeah, this was so good. And you can see how like photorealistic it is. It almost looks like a photo of this guy going like he's in the Arctic or something, going to with this pet wolf, or this wolf just starts following him. And now we know why, because he's a werewolf.
Because he's like, hey,
And
you're part of my pack.
he's going to try to find this doctor that's working there to find a serum to help him out. And there's this other crazy ass dude that pretends he used to work
Well,
there
yeah,
and
because
everybody was
he gets to
killed.
the outpost, like, yeah, in the middle of nowhere, Antarctica, at this scientific post, and well, he sees that it's kind of empty, and there's stuff on the ground, and there's alarms going off. Yeah, and then the dude comes up and is like, "Oh, hey."
Yeah. And he appears to have worked there, but I think he explains later, like, I could smell that you were like he knew that this guy was not legit.
Yeah.
But he lets himself get captured so he could find out where the serum is,
Right.
and he
Right, 'cause he
does.
knows the whole time he'll be able to escape, so.
Yeah. And then he says, "Well, yeah, I got my buddy in back of you," and there's the Frankenstein monster, and he just like rips his arm off of it. He says, "Bad, no more talk."
Bad,
Boom.
bad. More talk.
And then he turns into a werewolf, and it seems to me like the werewolf and the Frankenstein monster are good friends. Like they're working together, I think, for a common goal.
I don't know,
And if it's like anything like the Abbott and
I don't know if they're
Costello
really working
movie.
together though, because the werewolf guy does say that the creature's been tracking me. I caught his scent days back.
I thought early in the
But he's
captions he
coming
said
not for me,
something
it's coming
like,
to kill you.
oh, so the monster's probably after
So I
him.
guess they're probably not like buddy buddy, but they're like not against each
Yeah.
other.
Yeah.
So he's kind of leading the monster here. And he knows it, but he's okay with that because they have like you said, they have a common goal. So, yeah, this was really good. It was really well told, I thought. I agree with you in terms of the
Yeah.
storytelling.
So what I was trying to find is this can't be his first work. Like monsters can't be his first work. And I'm not talking about covers. I don't give a shit about the covers. But is there anything else he's done? Like, did this guy just come out of the woodwork? What the hell?
I don't know his backstory.
There's got to be something that's like his first work. Trying to find it on the internet because everything comes up monsters, like, because he's so hot with
Yeah,
this,
or try the covers because he's done a gabillion of them. Which, I mean, I don't blame him because that's a good source of income. Just doing covers for companies.
Now, they talk about like covers, but I don't care. I don't want.
Yeah, that's
I'm
what I
not.
don't know how to find. I don't know if he wrote any.
The
Monsters might
ones
have been the
I the
first thing he wrote. It's
yeah
possible.
like the Spawn one is not my favorite, to be honest with you. Like the Spawn covers, and like he's done some DC covers, and they're not my favorite. I love when he does like his own monster covers, like if it's Dracula or a female, like the bride on the cover. Like I think it's I'd rather have covers of his own stuff than the other popular characters that Marvel and DC are hiring him to do. But like trying to find it, it's got to be in there somewhere. Oh wait, I think I found it. Ultiman. Ultiman Giant Annual. What the hell is that? Ulti don't know. Salty man. Who published this? It does have Mark Spears there. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm. Don't know. We'll have to.
So that now I need to find this. It's published by Image.
What's it called? Ultiman?
Ultiman.
Let's see if I have it. No, I don't. Wait.
Why don't you? You
I have
have all the
Ultiman
Image number
Family.
ones. Maybe
That the
that's
same
it.
thing?
Does it say that on the cover? Ultiman Family?
Don't know. I don't have a picture of it.
No, this says Ultiman and then has Giant on the cover. Let me see if my comic
Yeah,
shop
Ultiman
has
Man.
it.
Yeah, they do. I don't see any.
Oh, Big Bang is the Ultiman one. This is the Giant Annual, but it says out of stock.
Does say out of stock. You can get it on eBay for $175
$175. Holy fucking shit!
if you want the well, maybe the Ultiman Family I have is the Giant. I don't know why I would have written family though.
No. I'm surprised that you don't because it, well, 2001. We didn't know each other. And maybe you weren't getting
Big
everything,
Bang presents
Image.
Ultimate Family number one. What is that? Oh, there is.
That's
That's a
not
different
the
comic,
same.
yeah. I mean, it's Big Bang.
It's the same character,
Yeah.
but
Just
different
doesn't
creative
have Mark
team.
Spears.
I might buy it. For 175, I
I
might
feel you'll
do
be able to
it.
get it cheaper than that. I feel that
I
someone
don't
is.
know. I don't see it offered any. It probably has a print run of like 1,000. Like nobody was buying it.
True.
Let me see who else is on it.
No,
Get oh, does that did I
I'm
lose
here.
you? I heard fucking teams.
That was me. I'm making teams noises. I like to do that for
Oh.
fun. Art. So this is art. It doesn't say he's a writer, though. It says he's an artist.
No, it does say he's an artist.
Oh, we'll have to.
I
We
still
need to
I
see, find him at a convention and ask him. It looks like there's also a Mark Spears author, but I think that's another guy.
Yeah.
So it gets confusing.
I find his storytelling better than his art. Like that his stories are what's drawing me in. Like I appreciate his art.
Yes.
Even it looks so real, this photorealistic, but I appreciate his art, but I think he's got me with the story. Like if it was invert and it was just the art, I would say, oh, that's nice, but I don't think it would have hooked me like this is hooking
Yeah.
me.
Yeah, I agree. And the photorealistic art isn't really what we're drawn to, you typically. I mean, we like you said, we like it. It's great art, but
It looks like a Spawn book back in the what was it, Kudransky, or when he was
yeah.
drawing it? Kind of like what he was doing with Spawn at the time. But like I think a lot of people love him. Like I think like all the Image guys like him, even though he's like photorealistic. So I don't know what his process is. I mean, I don't know if he's using AI. I don't know. Like I have no idea. AI is getting so good with certain things that it's like
Yeah.
it's hard to tell, especially with like these Good Girl covers. Like it might not even be an artist that's putting them together, you know, like
Right. Yeah, no, it
anymore.
was scary, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it used to be that it was easy to tell because there's
Yeah.
inconsistencies, but now in videos they're usually it's easier to tell. But yeah, for just a picture, it's, I mean, and it'd be easy. It's easy enough for someone to have AI generate something, and then if part of it's weird, just manually fix it and done.
Yeah. But Ultiman is a golden age figure that Gary Carlson, or yeah, Carlson redoes in Big Bang Comics. And that's what this is. It just has Mark Spear's art in
Yeah,
it.
early Mark Spears art.
Yeah.
So it's hot.
So,
I'll have to
like,
keep my eyes out for it in the wild.
I really want this book, but do I really want it for $175? Want it? Like, I don't know yet.
Don't know yet.
Don't know yet. But that was a 5 out of 5 for me, and so was Black Kiss. Like, they were. I've been reading so much good shit, and I don't know if it's because, like, I've been spending more time reading, and I'm getting sucked in, and I've been taking my Fridays off, which is fucking
Oh,
wonderful. Like,
nice.
I've been doing my 32-hour work week. Well, actually, it's been more than that. Like, I told my boss on Thursday, I said, I'm leaving at 32 hours. And I went back into the lab and there was an emergency. And I ended up staying till 8 o'clock at
Oh,
night doing an emergency patch. But so I got more than 32 hours in, but I still have been enjoying taking my Fridays off because I have a 3-day weekend, every
that would
week.
be amazing. I love 3-day
It
weekends. That's
is.
one of my favorite things.
And I have my one-on-one with my manager, and he's gonna probably ask, like, what do I want? Because they always want to know what you want to do with your life. And I want to tell him that I want to scale down every year until I
Take
retire.
a day off every year.
No, like, yeah, I want to go to, like, from 32 to 30, and then to 28, and then to, like, 26, and then 25, and then retire. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I texted my friend who's working in Albuquerque for the same company, but I said, are you getting ready to retire? Because I know that he was telling me he's retiring, and he's in his he's maybe 3 years older than me. He's still in his 50s. And I said, how many hours are you down? Because he told me he was part time, and he said he's like 10 to 15 hours. And I'm saying, they allow you to do that? And he goes, yes, and I could still maintain my health care. And I'm like, oh
What?
fuck. Yes, and I'm saying this is great.
That's my boss. What's the minimum amount of work I can make, hours I can work, and still get my benefits? I just need to know that
That's what I want to work towards, just like a downward slope.
Yeah. You can do that. Just drop like 4 hours every year.
Yeah, or even 2, 'cause 2 makes a big difference. And like right now, I have so much vacation because Barb is using all of it for her mom, essentially.
Oh, yeah. So you guys haven't gotten
Yeah.
anywhere.
And it's hard for us to go anywhere because of that. Like,
Right. Because she
she's
doesn't have any
going,
time
well,
off.
she's going on hospice, essentially. And I didn't know what hospice was until now. Like, I know what the definition is.
Yeah. Oh, you mean in terms of
Hos ho
the
yeah,
place itself?
they
Yeah.
hospice pretty much means you have 2 years or less,
Means you're not getting out.
Yeah. to live.
Right.
So,
Right. It's just yeah,
it,
and you need like medical care, 24-hour medical care.
yeah, well, that's when like Medicare kicks in, and it's not really 24 hours. It means that you have to ha find a place to live. So it could be like assisted living, or it could be their own house, or and somebody's like taking care of them, or
Right. Yeah, there's different
it's not
options.
24 care. That's a different option. But what it does mean is that they send people to take care of the showers, do pain management so they're comfortable,
Yeah.
and things like that. And they come like 3 to 5 times a week to do various activities and stuff. So, yeah, I didn't really know what it was, even though Barb's aunts w went on it. I didn't really know the definition until it happened to my mother-in-law. And yeah, it's kind of scary. I mean, the whole getting older thing is terrifying in itself, but it also makes me want to retire earlier because I don't know what the future holds for me, and I want quality of life now
Right.
instead of
Right.
waiting until I'm on a bed or fucking on a walker and saying, "Oh, I can retire now." I want to be able to do it while I can still move and do stuff. So, yeah, it's a freaking eye-opening thing, you know.
Yeah, it is. I mean, the whole getting old thing. And yeah, there's definitely something to be said for if you can do it, it's worth retiring while you're still able to do things. Unfortunately,
Yeah.
for the majority of people, it's not an option, but if you are lucky enough to have that option, I think it's definitely worth looking into. I plan on not waiting until
Well, there.
retirement age to retire.
Well, there's some people too. Like I told you that one guy I knew, pretty much died going to work, you know. But I was talking to my friend about him recently, and he said, "Oh, he came to work so he could get away from his wife." So I'm like,
Yeah, we have had
okay.
people in our company who worked past retirement age, and I have a feeling it was for the same reason. Well, that and
It's
they
like
just don't they got bored they get bored, like they have nothing to do if they're out, not at work, and like that's their
Well,
whole
yeah,
world, so.
I find two categories. One is they have to get away from the house, whether it's a wife, a spouse,
Kids who won't move out.
kids who won't move out, you know
Yeah.
what I mean? It's something, and that's like their time to get
Right, their
away.
escape,
Like,
yeah.
or it's like I had goals to retire and I wanted to, but it isn't what I wanted it to be. Like, I ran out of shit to do
Right.
and I need,
I'm sick of
like,
sitting there watching TV all day.
yeah, I'm sick of it. I need to go socialize. I need to go out there and I need to work
Engage
and
my
keep
brain,
my
yeah.
mind busy, engage my brain. And then there's people that can't financially. They just don't save enough or for whatever
Right.
reason. And that's probably the majority of the world.
Right,
I mean, in the
for sure.
United States
Yeah,
right now,
definitely.
probably 80% can't retire early because they just don't have the financial means
Right,
because they're supporting their
they're working to
families, they're
survive,
supporting their
yeah.
kids, they're working to survive. A lot of people live paycheck to
Right.
paycheck,
Right.
surprisingly. And kids today, they can't fucking buy a house. I mean, house costs are fucking
They are.
ridiculous. So I don't know how they try to live outside of the means. Like, so if you do get into a house, you're probably paying that fucker for a long time. So yeah, there's a lot of, but I know, and I can even see it. Like, you don't know what it feels like, Bill, to like have your Friday and then like you do what you want, and then you get tired. You're like, oh, I can read myself to sleep at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And I could take a fucking nap from like 3 to 4, and it feels fucking great. Like, you could just take a nap. And then you wake up and you're fucking reading comics again. And it's like, oh, and then my shipment arrives and I can process that. It's like fucking heaven, you know, like it's great. And I don't know if it's because of my mind space, but it's like, damn, these comics I've been reading lately have just been really good. A lot of 5 out of 5s, man. I've been.
Yeah, it might be your combination mind space, and maybe you've just hit a patch of good comics that you've been reading.
Yeah, and then the other thing that I'm enjoying is, I went into the room I can't walk in, the one with all the books, and there's a closet that has 12 to 15 comic boxes, and of those 15, I probably have 8 that haven't been inventoried.
Oh my god.
And I went to one of them, and I was like, you know what? I'm going to do one because I have some extra bagging boards, mm-hmm. and I'm gonna spend, I think it was last Saturday or Sunday that I said, I'm going to do one. I'll just do that one box and then call it quits. And it was my off week from getting a shipment, so I had no shipment to process. So I was like, that's a good week to do it. So I pull this box out, and I'm like, god damn, there's so many good things. And I was like, I found like 2 Ultimate Fallout 4s. The first appearance of Miles Morales.
Oh, really?
It's like a $400 book.
Wow.
And I found like the full Ultimate Fallout. And for some reason back then, I bought 2 copies, which is very weird because at that time I was still shopping at the comic store, and I don't remember getting 2 copies. Yeah. But I guess I did, and there's no record of me having got it from DCBS, so I don't know why I did, but I did. But like, I was going through this, and I'm like, holy fuck! I was like looking at the creative teams in Marvel, and I was like, wow, they had like banger artists and banger guys doing stuff. I mean, guys that weren't popular. Like I found like early Nick Dragota stuff, and now he's like doing Absolute Batman. Like it's like insane. Like I was just like going
through it. Like a
time
capsule.
Yeah, it was like a time capsule
of your past.
And I was like, wow. And I read X-Force. Like I pulled aside X-Force Sex and Violence, and it was fucking awesome. And I was like, when did Wolverine start banging Domino? Like I was like, when did this happen? And you know who became incredibly smart is Alexia. Is that how you spell it? I don't want to say it because it'll turn her on. But she's – I can ask her questions. Like,
oh, you mean the new – yeah, the new –
oh, the new one is
has going on
the,
now.
The new one, no shit, is bad fucking ass. A matter of fact, I was reading the war comic that I was reading that war comic from World War II, and it was called like the Fracken, or I forget what it is, FRAK or something like that. That guy kept on saying the Fracken and frack this and frack that, and I was like, I ask her, in World War II, what was the term frack used for? And she answered it. Like, she broke it down, and I was like, okay, this book kind of makes sense. it's like an anti – it was like a Nazi anti-aircraft gun. And if you read past in the last panels of the story, he drops a grenade on that – the frack fire – the gun – so I was like, this is awesome. Mm-hmm. And then I found a David Laffam Terror Inc. And I don't know if you remember Terror Inc., but it was created by DJ Chenchester.
I think Carl Baker got it too? Or no?
I think he did. Chenchester was the artist. And matter of fact, I want to buy his first appearance because it's in a book called Saint George that was in the Epic line.
Oh, man, I love
and I was
Saint George.
I was reading this And I was like, God damn, why don't I own more terror? Like, this is the most obnoxious, grotesque, fucking anti-hero I've ever seen in my
Yeah,
entire
I don't have very
life.
many from the volume one.
He's fucking immortal. And he, as long as there's like cells that can generate, he'll regenerate himself, and then he could just start attaching fucking dead parts to his body and start walking. So he smells like a goddamn corpse. He's fucking got different arms and different legs and all this bullshit. And I was reading this David Laffam one, and I was like, this is fucking crazy. Like, this is awesome. So I started asking, you know who, questions about it. And I was even asking, when did Wolverine start fucking Domino? And she was answering me, and I was like, oh God, I could go read all this shit now. And I'm like, well, it turns out it's mostly done in the sex and violence book that I was reading, and
Yeah.
then it's only implied in the X-Men books. So,
Okay.
but it was, I was having a
Man.
comic conversation with fucking
Yeah,
AI.
with the that's crazy. The I was gonna say the early Terror Inc. books are drawn by
Kyle Baker.
no, I don't know if it's Jorge or George Zaffino. He's like
Oh yeah.
Argentinian. His art's amazing.
Well, I have I have like the first six, and I remember reading this at the time it came out, and I was like, what the fuck is this? Like it was so different. I didn't like it. Like I was like,
Yeah.
what? I don't get it.
Too
Like,
weird.
what is this nonsense? Like, it makes, they even say he's one of the most bizarre heroes just on the write-up on Terror Inc. So I have like the first nine issues, and then I stopped, but
Okay.
I think I'm gonna get 10 through 13, so I have
Yeah,
the full run.
I need to fill in my missing ones. I have the volume two, the Laugh-Em one.
Yeah, that's the one I read, and I don't own the single issues, but I think I went to a con and I picked up the
Okay.
trade, which was just the four issues, and I sat down. I decided to read it because I was like, "What? This is a Max book, and this is Terror Inc., and it's David Laffam." So
I
I
didn't know there was a
have
third
like so many
volume. I don't know any of
things.
the third volume.
That's the one I think I read.
Okay. That's also, yeah, this laugh on. Apocalypse Soon.
Yeah, that's the one
Okay,
I read,
Apocalypse Soon.
Apocalypse
I don't have
Soon.
any of that one.
And that one was really good because he's like working with like this agent that's like the closest I could think of is like that British agent in Avengers, like Miss Pill or whatever her name is. He's working with a girl, a woman like that, and they go to this terrorist thing, and they rescue a boy. Well, it turns out that boy is immortal, and he's got a virus that will just start wiping out people. And his father's another known terrorist that's also immortal that the terror has gone into fighting with, all going back to his history, because they've been around for a god long time, you know,
Yeah.
terror. Like he's lived in the Crusades. He's lived during the Black Death. Matter of fact, it has flashbacks to the Black Death, and that the Black Death has always fascinated me, you know, the plague and all that, where they're wearing those beaks where they'd put the oil in it to try to
Oh, the
not
doctors,
get
yeah.
infected.
Plague doctors.
Yeah, so yeah, it's like that's this book is really good. I'd recommend Apocalypse Soon. I thought it was really good. Enjoyed it quite a bit.
Yeah, I didn't realize there was a third volume of that.
Yeah, I was finding I have so many comics, Bill, that I haven't read.
Oh, don't. Yeah.
And that are not in my database. Like I could spend probably a month just getting them and inventorying them, you know? So
I'm not that bad. I do
shit.
have. So back years back, Half Price Books would have. I haven't seen it in a while. Like I, and none of the Half Price Books I go to have. I've seen this, but they used to have like long boxes you could buy for like, I don't know, $50, $30, something like that. Just like random boxes. So I have a couple of those in the basement
Yeah.
that I never processed or inventoried. They're just sitting down there. And I was like, I need to go through those at some point, but I never do.
The only thing that's bad about it is I have my to read piles, and then I like look at these and I'm like, God, I have to read these. Like, I already like went into read 4 issues of The Terror, and then I read 3 issues of Sex and Violence, X-Force. And that X-Force was amazing. Like, it was like a rated R. It was almost like a Red Band book, but what Red Band really should mean. Like, right now it's just a marketing stint, but this Sex and Violence book was really violent.
Don't think I have that.
And it had some sex too. Like, Domino and Wolverine were fucking around pretty good. But it's essentially the Hand and the what do they call them? The League of Assassins, or that's Ra's al Ghul. The one that Gambit came from, and it's led by this woman called Belladonna, and they're into like sex trafficking kids, and that pisses Domino off, so she ends up freeing these Japanese girls and then stealing like $80 million from her from this guild, and then that causes a rift between the Hand, her, and the Assassin's Guild. And yeah, it's crazy. And then Wolverine's caught in the middle, and then Domino kind of lies to Wolverine. And it was like a really good 3-part story. Like, I was like, oh, gotta read more of this. Gotta read more of this. So yeah,
Nice. So got them
doing
gems
that
in those
is,
boxes for sure.
oh God, I can't. It was fun. Matter of fact, I didn't want to stop. But then it was Sunday, and I was like, I gotta get ready for work. I just wanted to keep going. But so many good
Yeah, I
things,
got
that's for sure.
so much stuff I want to. I need to read. It's ridiculous.
And then the two books that you turned me on to, I was really impressed with.
Those are good.
Synthetics, I thought was really good. I have number two here, but I haven't started it. And what was the other one?
Eat Your Young.
Oh, that was, I liked Eat Your Young a little
Yeah, me too.
more, but that's because it's in my,
Yeah,
that,
the Immortals,
I,
yeah.
you know, what am I, yeah, my immortal shit. And so I really like that concept. A matter of fact, that was like written perfectly. I love how the opening, like, you know, you have these two twins that are just after this little girl, and you're like, what the fuck is going on? And
Yeah.
then they introduce the father that has all these kids, and all the kids are immortal, and he wants to pass on his legacy to somebody else, but that is what makes only one of them immortal, and then all the rest will have to live their lives out as
Right.
immortal. So, like, everybody wants to become the father's
And
predecessor,
it,
and
yeah.
it is
Well, and
awesome.
it's
It
even
is so
cooler than that,
good.
though, because, like, in the past, the kids would just, like, kill, like, the father was always in danger, right? The kids would always just try to kill the father because they would want to take the
Yeah.
immortality. But now they've come to an agreement where the father, I think, has been around, been in charge for, like, 2,000 years or something. And none
Yeah.
of the kids go after him because because of this agreement until he's ready to step down. And now,
Yeah, now he's in trouble again.
yeah, now he's ready to step down. So now the kids are like, well, he gets them all together at the dining table.
Dinner. Yeah. The thing I love about it too is the diversity of characters.
Yeah, they're
Like
awesome.
his children are so diverse. Like you got drug addicts, you got ones that are doctors, you
The
got
cop.
a cop, you got it's
The
so
weird seven. Those
fascinating. Yeah, and then there's the one daughter that he actually wants to be the heir, and she's like, fuck you, I don't want that.
guys.
You know, like
She's like, I don't want to be
he's like
immortal again.
wants to give it to her, and
I
he's
don't want to
like,
be
no,
immortal
I don't
anymore.
want that. So it's, God, it's, I don't know, was it Brian Beccoletto that wrote it? He did a
I don't
fantastic
know.
job juggling a lot of characters. Like, there are people that have trouble going past, you know, like five characters, and this guy was juggling a shitload,
Yeah, there's a lot of characters.
and you're
All
able
the
to follow
kids.
it. That's what I loved about
Yeah,
it.
it was really well written. I really enjoyed it. It was interesting because you got to meet all the different a lot of the different siblings, and then it's setting up for huge action because you know that all these kids are going to try and kill this dude.
Yeah.
It's not going to be easy for them. But then there's people that are trying to cheat the system.
That one I want to go back to the storage unit and get all of them, 'cause there's a I know there's I have the majority of the series there. So I can read it. Synthetics, there I only have two issues. I mean, there might be one in my new shipment I haven't processed yet. I got a big box. It was 37 pounds. I was like, why is it so heavy? Well, there was like four, five books in them, and one of them was like the Fantagraphics Marvel book, and those are heavy things.
Oh yeah. Yeah, those are.
And then it had a new price guide. I've been getting the big price guides. I find them really useful, especially when I'm trying to find something that, like, my database, like, I'm not finding it in my database and I'm getting real obscure stuff. It's like a good reference for that. Like, pricing, yeah, it's probably more realistic than eBay, but eBay is sort of like what the market
Yeah,
is
it's
telling you
more
it's worth.
the current value, yeah.
It's like right now versus, oh, this was printed a year ago.
Yeah.
But yeah, I still find those books quite useful. So I got one of those, and there was a Joker omnibus that came out. And the thing I love about sometimes when DC does a collected edition is they print the contents of the canceled comics cavalcade book that never was published. Like if you were trying to find it, you'd have to go to get the canceled comics cavalcade, and there was only like 200 in existence, and they're worth like thousands of dollars.
Yeah.
And it's
Oh, they
got
put
the
him in
final
there.
issue of the Joker in there.
Oh,
Yeah.
nice.
And that's the Firestorm one had that, like Fury of Firestorm. It had the final issue, the one that was unpublished.
Yeah.
The Black Lightning volume had the same one. So
That's nice.
DC tends to like include the contents of those, and it to me it's like invaluable. So that Joker omnibus came in, and there just was a lot of stuff.
So you had a heavy box.
Yeah, I have so many comics to go through an inventory today. Well, at least get them in, and then I have to bag and board them. But I wish I had Monday off. I need to have a 4 day weekend.
Party weekend. You got the 3 day. 3 day I like because like normally like I don't know, the 2 days goes by so fast, right? Because you're doing stuff on Saturday. And then Sunday, Half the day's good, and then the second half you're like, oh man, I gotta get back to
I
the real
gotta go
world
back to
tomorrow.
work. Yeah, that sucks.
But to have one more day where you're just like, ah, no pressure.
Yeah.
Especially a Friday where it's like, I can do stuff and there's not many people out in the out and about. It's not like a Saturday.
Yeah, but Eat Your Young was top notch.
Yeah, I gave that 5 out of 5.
Liked it. Synthetics, I gave a 5 out of 5 for too, even though it's a little different. The thing I liked about this is, yes, it's post-apocalyptic, but it's like Earth is getting all these dead zones, and over time, all of Earth will just be dead zones.
Right.
And they send these humans into this, I don't know what it is, it's like a void or something, and they end up dying. But they're playing with synthetics, like, and I guess to make a synthetic, it's illegal. It's like to clone a human being is not legal, but they start questioning why it's illegal and why not at the end of days, can't we use synthetics? And it looks like they're going to use synthetics to do the job that the humans can't. I mean, well, they are human, they're just
Right.
clones of
Artificial.
humans, I guess. It's like Blade Runner, it's like
Yeah.
replicants. So they're going to make replicants to go do something, and who knows what'll happen. Like, I have no idea, other than that there's this scientist that seems like she's willing to do it, and there's competing interests for sure.
Yeah, with the companies, yeah. And then there's a whole thing with
Yeah.
like the people buying memories.
Yeah, we've read that a ton of that lately, and that always interests me too. Like, that's something in the sci-fi
Yeah.
world that I
I think it's
find,
a trope for a
like,
reason.
they
Like
that
it's something that would be like if they did come out with that, it would be very popular.
in this case, there was that one kid, and they said, "You're buying too many memories, you're losing your
Right.
identity." And he goes, "Well, who cares? I want to experience as much as I can, because we're all going to
Yeah.
die,
Yeah.
you
It's like the
know?
world's dying, so
So
what cares?
the world's dying, so I want to
Yeah.
experience all this stuff." And we had just read something, I think it was another Mad Cave book or something, where they were also
Yeah, I
playing
think
in
there's
that
been a
world
couple.
where you. Yeah, we read something very recently, like in 2025, that was similar to that, where they were having to buy
Yeah,
memories. I think it
I
was a
think it might have
Boom
been.
book. But it was really good. I like those books, even though it's a trope that they play with. I'm always interested when they throw that at us. This one has like three tropes, but it's meshing them all together, and
Yeah, there was
I kind
a.
of like
That's why
it.
I
I
said
think it's good.
this is very world building because it seems like there's a lot going on and there's different things going on in this universe. And they're kind of like, yeah, coming together.
J. Michael Straczynski and Tony Parker. So that
That
was
was good.
very good. And then what else do we
I
get?
read the Unfunnies.
Oh, that was even more uncomfortable because of how it ends to me. Like, I was.
Was a very dark
First of
ending,
all, I
well,
wouldn't
not
want to be.
surprising, I guess.
I wouldn't want to be the guy who I would hope volunteered his
Yeah, I was
picture for
wondering who
this book.
that
Like, who is this guy? Because I would not want to be in that
you ever
book.
see
Like,
him on
I
the
would
street, you'll
hate
be
to
like,
be have my.
you're a
Yeah, that's that
pedophile.
fucker. Yeah, pedophile right away, you know. That was. It was interesting because I got into a converse a, sh a sh very short conversation with the Miracle Man on the Unfunnies, and he was telling me that, like, it's one of his favorite works by Miller because it made him feel so goddamn uncomfortable.
Yeah.
He's like, it's just in the
But here's
twists
the
of
thing that
it, like.
surprised me. Like, I went into this thinking it was going to be like one-off stories, kind of. I didn't know it was going to be like this, like, ongoing story throughout these four issues. That kind of goes to some interesting places in terms of, because it's basically an artist of a comic book puts himself into the comic book and like trades places with one of his characters
Yeah.
because he's on death row.
He's in the comic world. Or he's able to
Well,
enter that
and the
world
other
and
funny thing is the comic he was doing was the Funnies, and it was just like a funny animal comic. And
yeah.
he gets someone in the comic world to trade places with him by sending them pornography. Like he introduces pornography to this like pristine animal funny world and corrupts them.
It's so weird, but it's definitely outside the box. I don't think I've ever read anything like this. Like it's very uncomfortable, and it's crazy what happens to the one crow character.
Especially like she has this, all this horrible stuff happens, and then finally stuff starts happening her way, and everything's gonna work out, and then he kills her.
Yeah, he kills her. Jesus
He
Christ.
kills her like in a funny comic book way, like
Yeah.
a classic
Drop a
animation.
piano on her or something like that.
Dropped an anvil on her.
It was a crazy Avatar book for sure. Like I it even It would be interesting to hear an interview on this book by Mark Miller. Like I would
I
be
don't.
I would watch I
I
would
thought he
watch that.
disowned this book.
He did disown it, but I would like to have at the time of publication would have liked to see like what.
Oh,
What he was
find an
thinking,
interview
you
from back
know?
then. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, then there, and there's
I wonder
also,
if there is.
probably there might
Do you
be.
think there
Yeah,
is?
there might be.
Probably not online, but like if you were to go to a comics interview or something, or would you
Yeah, I'm not
find
sure. I
something?
don't even know what year this was. I don't know those avatars, so 2007.
But Mark Millar was pretty big in 2007, wasn't he? Still?
I thought
Like what time did what Wolverine Enemy of the State, what when did that come out?
mean, on the cover, it has his website, that Miller World TV, which was pretty big at the time.
I don't even know what volume this was, like to try to find it.
When did, like,
Guess it was, is it the first volume of Wolverine?
well, Kick-Ass was 2008, so it's like the year before Kick-Ass.
It's really, I think Wolverine Enemy of the State came out prior
Yeah, I think
then.
so.
So that's Jason Aaron in the fourth series. Greg Rucka in the third. Oh, there, Mark Millar. Is it 66? Oh, that's Old Man Logan. He wrote Old Man Logan too. When was that? Wow, he had a long run on Wolverine. That was 2008, so we're in the ballpark. But I think Enemy of the State was even prior to that. I'm pretty sure. I should just look up that. I'll just Google Wolverine, Enemy
I
of the
thought you did.
State. No, I was in my database trying to find it. Wolverine, Enemy of the State. 2003. So
Yeah.
he was already a big
And when did
name
Ultimates start?
prior to
That was
that.
pretty early, wasn't it? I
Yeah.
remember that. Yeah,
Matter of fact, that's
2002,
I
yeah.
found so many Ultimates books in that box. It was
Yeah.
incredible.
So he was already he was a well-known writer when this came out.
Yeah, the Ultimates was
Yeah,
2002.
2002.
So he was well known and well thought of,
Yeah, he's
because
one of the
I would
big
say,
Marvel writers at the time. And he
yeah.
put out this book. We forgot. The one other thing, or
But
this part of the story I want to mention is there. One of the characters gets his testicles removed because he has testicular cancer. But then
oh my
you find
God. Thank
out
you for bringing that. He didn't have
he didn't
it.
have it. The doc.
This wife told him to that.
Well, because the
The
doc.
doctor fucked him, was fuck.
Yeah, the doctor had a competition going with another doctor to see how many testicles he could collect.
That was awful. And then his wife was like, "Oh, you bring me somebody else to fuck." Holy shit, because he couldn't have a kid, right?
But she was on the
But she was on the bill. Oh my God, that's so bad. Thank you for bringing that up. I forgot about that. Oh my God, 'cause that was the worst I thought of. I was like, "Oh my God,
She made
this
him
is a
wait, does she
nightmare."
made him bring guys home, right?
Yeah. When she would fuck all those guys and she's like, "Okay, I'm done with this guy. Bring me another guy." And then she's like, "This guy's not getting me pregnant. Get me another guy." And she was on the pill. I can't. Oh, God Almighty. Holy mackerel. I forgot about that. That is awful.
That was
What else do we have besides the war books? Do we have anything else?
bad. I don't think so.
Let me look. 'Cause I have to go to our IM chat. Unfunnies, Eat Your Young, Synthetics, Black Kiss, and yeah, the war books.
We got some war books.
So, we got Army at War 55.
You know, I think I know why they put Black Hawk in this book.
Why? It's the only
Yeah, because all the
serial?
other stories are just like one-off 10-page stories, and they just kind of become a blur. So
Yeah.
I'm actually looking forward to the Blackhawks when I'm going to get actual ongoing characters and stories. Not that I don't like the other stuff, but after a while, it's just like, oh, kind of more of the same type thing.
This one had one of my favorite stories
With
though.
the first issue. Yeah, I like the first issue better than the second one. There's a couple in the first one that were really good.
The one in the first one that I loved was Flight Report, and I loved it
Yeah.
for two reasons, because it has to do with like management always asking for shit that they don't need.
True.
I just thought of this because this guy is like an employee, a fighter. He's a
Yeah, he's a
fighter
pilot.
pilot that just gets the
Right.
job done. And then he's like, "Well, where's your
Yeah, where's your
write-ups?
flight
Like,
report?
you're supposed to write, where's your flight report? Write up everything." And he's like, "Oh, I shot down three planes." That's all he
Let
would
me see what
say.
it says here.
"You know, I lucked out and I shot down three
Here.
planes."
What kind of flight report is this? Met three Zeke's east of Rambouni, destroyed them.
Destroyed them, and then he blew up a
He
sub.
did.
Like,
We saw a sub going near a ship. So
a
at first,
ship,
yeah,
a
and he saw them
deployment
shoot a
ship.
torpedo. So first he like shot the torpedo, and then he
And
dropped a
then he
bomb
blew
on
up
the
the
sub.
submarine.
Was it? Does he say what the report is? I don't remember if he did or not.
He says, "Flight report, today's patrol. Spotted enemy sub, sank it."
Like, you're not following my orders for full
He says, "You're
detail.
not following my orders. Sorry, I'll do it." And this one, the next one, he like falls off the aircraft carrier, like it, the wheels come off, and he crashes into the water, and then uses
It climbs
anti-aircraft
back on,
to
yeah.
shoot down a
Yeah.
enemy plane. And then like his commander actually says, you know, he does the flight report
Yeah.
for him. Just re fell off the crashed off the aircraft, returned to carrier.
Say, what do you have to say for yourself?
Because he knows
Thank
what
you,
he
sir.
would do. That one I really liked. The first one was interesting because it looked like this guy was gonna die, like
Well,
at every
the
step he
other
took.
to go back to that last story, it looks like at the end of this one, he gives him like a medal of honor or whatever. He's like pinning on his chest.
Yeah.
So I kind of like the story also because it seems like the guy was like doing all these.
He came
Like he was
around.
doing all these activities that could have got him like awards and stuff, but he like played it off. Like that wasn't why he was.
Yeah, that
Yeah, it
wasn't
wasn't
why
why
he
he was
was
doing it.
doing
He didn't really
it.
care. He was like, yeah, shot down a plane, you know.
But the difference in what he did before and the time that the last time was that he witnessed
This
it.
sergeant
Like he saw
saw him
him
do
do
it,
all
yeah. So
this.
he finally gave him credit for his efforts. But it's cool because he's like humble, you know. He's like never took credit for anything.
Yeah.
A good one.
This one guy, the first story, he actually blows up like an airfield of planes from the Japanese on this island, and then he's just trying to escape back to his boat, his raft, so he can meet with the sub, and he pretty much lucks out. There's snipers after him shooting him, and the one I didn't get is when the frogman came underneath the raft and pulled him underwater. How did he even get free? Like I
I
didn't
thought he
see
stabbed
it.
him.
He says the waltz ends when you lunge within striking distance, so I guess he's that indicates that he stabbed
Yeah.
him.
No, I agree. The art in that one, yeah, you couldn't
It
tell.
didn't. It was unclear. I mean, the only in the caption was vague to me,
Yeah, it
even
just
though
says
it,
you lunge within striking
because
distance, but
it doesn't say like lunge
yeah.
with a knife. You know what
Yeah,
I
and they
mean?
never show
Or
him with a knife,
they
so
never show him.
yeah. And I had the
And
same
then there's a
confusion.
plane and a boat, and then finally his sub comes to rescue him. But Flight Report was probably my favorite story.
Yeah, me too.
The invisible GI. This is a guy that this guy's just watching with binoculars. He's watching this group of guys. Is it? No, this is a different
No,
one.
this is the one where the guy keeps hiding. He like goes into a house, he goes into an
Oh.
abandoned house and says, you know, they won't find me here. And then they shoot down the house. And he's like, man, how do they keep finding me? But actually, they just shot the house because they wanted to get rid of it so it wouldn't be a place where people could
Yeah, and
hide.
then he's in that hay field or
Yeah, he's in the
whatever, the
hayfield, and they're
hay,
like, oh, we
and
better
he's
shoot up
got like,
these.
we'll shoot up these pieces of hay. Our orders are to shoot up all those corn piles. The Americans may be using them to hide ammo in, and he just coincidentally is
Yeah,
in
it's hiding
there.
there. He's like, man, how do they keep finding me?
And then the Coliseum one, same thing. Yeah.
Hides in the Coliseum, and they come in there just to spend the night, and
Yeah.
he ends up blowing up their tank.
This is, I will say these issues better than the second one because they all have some kind of like
Yeah, I agree.
theming
Yeah, this was,
end to
yeah, I
them.
agree. I like this one.
Battle
So far, all three of
Binoculars,
those stories are
yeah,
good.
Battle Binoculars was even good because there's this Nazi that's just watching this battalion march and he's saying, "Oh, they'll kill him here. They'll kill him here." You know, they're running into an ambush and they actually shoot the snipers from the trees, and then they run into a tank and they manage to blow up the tank. And then they do the same thing with the plane, and then they're out of ammo. And they show up and they just like, we give up.
Yep.
They don't have any ammo left. So just based on what this guy saw, it's
Yeah,
like,
we're not gonna
no,
beat
don't
them.
shoot, don't shoot, we surrender. And then we get the second book, which is Our Fighting Forces number 18.
Oh man, this
And
first story was just goofy.
the upside down
Yeah.
one. Yeah.
The guy who likes to be upside down.
Yeah, and he can't seem to fight
That's right.
when he's right
He
side
can't
up.
shoot down any of the enemies unless he flies upside down.
The only thing I found a little humor in it, in the fact when he's a baby, he's upside down, and then in grade school, he's always standing on his head, and then he decides to join
Trying to circus.
the circus. And then they put him in flight training, and he's in the flight simulator, and he's upside down.
He just likes being upside down.
Yeah, it was just that was ridiculous. And then the speed one was kind of a guy that had like track records and stuff. And then he couldn't use his speed. That's the irony of the story, right? He was trapped near the
Yeah, trapped on the
statue in
statue, yeah.
all his scenarios. And the Sands of War, I didn't care for. It was just him collecting sand when he survives
Yeah.
Various
Right, yeah,
activities.
every near death experience he has, he puts sand from that where he is into a bottle, yeah.
But this last story is the one I went and asked, you know who,
Oh,
what the hell a
Flack
flak
Alley.
was. Because this guy was like, flak this and flak that. And I was like, what the fuck is he talking about? Is it like
Flack,
Battlestar
knock right out of
Galactica
my
where they're,
socks.
well, in the new
Yeah,
Battlestar Galactica, they're
frack.
saying frak. So I'm like, is this another way to say fuck? What is this thing? But the way he uses it is very awkward and I'm having trouble understanding it. So I actually found out it's like these Nazi anti-aircraft. It means you're caught in the their aircraft activity, and that's what they end up blowing up at the end of this. But that's where AI was helpful for me to understand what the hell a
But
frack
he is
was.
using it as an expletive too, though, because he says, "Flak, my engine's been hit. My
Yeah.
flak."
What the frack? Flack this and flack that. So yeah, next time we got some Black Hawk, which will be a serial.
Yes, it'll be a
And then
nice
we got
change
a
of
Men
pace,
of
yeah.
War. And then we'll probably be close to half of the book.
Halfway through.
I have liked though that this batch seemed sort of distinctively different. We didn't have anybody like running through the fields as a kid and remembering.
We did not have that yet. It's funny that you say that because every time I read, I'm like, am I going to see another story of a repeat story? Because I know there's going to be repeat story, like repeated
Yeah.
plots or devices.
I really like that flight
That was
report
a
though.
really
That
good
was the
one. Yeah,
highlight. Like I
I
was
like that one a
like,
lot. Let's see who.
this is so cool for so
Let's see
many
who wrote
fucking
that one.
reasons. Like you had a guy that was really humble, you know, and just got the job done. And all I could think about is like when management asks you for these war activity reports and shit, and it's like you just give a one-liner, and they're like, "What is? Give
Yeah,
me
we need the
more."
details. He was like, "Why?
I told you what
Why?
happened. I
Air
loved how
player
this
war. Oh,
guy
Bob
would
Haney.
just.
Yeah, he's got some good stuff. Oh, he wrote the next
I
one too,
like.
the Invisible GI one.
Oh yeah. Zany Haney.
Zany Haney. Oh, he wrote Flack Alley too.
So he seems to be like one of my
Yeah.
favorites. At least ones that I I'm drawn to.
Oh, he wrote that Silver Skies in the last issue too. That was a good one. Yeah, he's good. I like his
Yeah, that was a
stuff.
good one. Yeah, so he seems to be drawing me in with his storytelling.
Oh, he
Because I
wrote that
see.
Battlemere one too. That was
Oh shit, he wrote the one with the
a
mirror? That was
Yeah. Oh, he
badass.
wrote the Frogman
I
one too. That was a
cuz
good one too.
so he's writing all the ones
Yeah, he's writing
that we're
the
remembering. Because the mirror one, I remember he's a mirror salesman and he fucking hates mirrors. But every time
It
it's like a
saves his
mirror that
life,
saves
yeah.
his life or a reflection or something. It's so great. Yeah, that was one of my favorites. So yeah, it's
Bob
been
Haney.
Bob Haney. So we got two more war stories for next time, and one issue of Black Kiss, one of the specials,
Yeah,
and
for
then
special.
we'll wrap up that one on the following episode. You want to talk about anything else? Stuff you've
I
watched?
haven't watched a lot of stuff. I've been watching a lot of the Olympics.
Yeah, I've watched more curling than I've
All
ever seen in my
right.
life, I
I didn't
think.
watch a lot of curling. I like the aerial stuff.
Yeah, my wife loves the Olympics, and I think I'm more into the Summer Olympics than I am into the Winter Games,
Yeah, most
so
people are.
yeah.
But I like the.
That's why I got a lot of reading done, is she wanted to watch the Olympics, so I'm like,
Ah, so you
watch
read
it,
well.
and I'll read during it, and then if something caught my attention, I'd put my glasses on and read. So I saw a lot of
Very
sh
nice. I did start to watch one of your tank movies.
Which one?
The one that's not called Tank. It's called like T-35 or something.
Oh, the Russian
Yeah,
one where they get
the Russian one.
captured in the concentration camp.
Yeah.
That one's good. I like that
I've
one a
only
lot.
watched I watched the first scene and then when they go to the concentration camp. But man, that first scene
Yeah.
with the
That first battle
tank
scene
fight,
is
yeah, that's
awesome,
awesome.
isn't
And
it?
it's filmed so coolly because you
The
see the there's one part
well,
where you see like
slow
the bullets
motion
from each of the or not bullets,
going through all
the
the
torpedoes
buildings,
from both of the
yeah.
tanks and they like pass by each other in the air. That was awesome.
But you also see it go through the
Yeah, hit the
tank as
tank
it's
and then the
going through
part,
people's faces and stuff.
the
Yeah,
metal
it's like
shoots off into the
crazy.
people. Yeah. Yeah, it's
Yeah.
really cool.
Yeah, I love that. That was a good one. So I finished Landman Season 2. My Taylor Sheridan
Okay.
love continued. I love it. I saw Sicario for the first time, which is another Taylor Sheridan movie. That was awesome.
Okay.
It's about a Mexican drug
I don't remember if
lord
I've
that
seen
they're
that one
trying
or
to
not.
take down. That one is really good. I saw another Taylor Sheridan that week, Hell or High Water. This one starred one of the kids from Breaking Bad, the guy that was the meth guy.
Yeah.
And it had the guy that plays Captain Kirk in the new Star Treks. I can't think of
Okay.
his name, but he was also in Wonder Woman as Steve Trevor. He was in it, and that is an interesting story of bank robbers that are sort of like robbing banks in order to keep their mother's property. It is an interesting, I liked it a lot. So those were good. So I think the only Taylor Sheridan thing I haven't watched is The Mayor of Kingstown and the Sicario 2, which I want to see, but do I want to pay to see it or wait till it streams on something?
The recent? I don't even remember that one.
Yeah, there's another Sicario 2. So
I
I
haven't heard
want to
that.
see that. And then I saw Frankenstein on Netflix. That was
Oh, I need to watch that
amazing.
one. That's my cue.
So good. I mean, it's so well shot. Well, it's Totoro that did it, Guillermo del
Yeah.
Toro. It's really well done. It's It's sort of a love story, but it's got lots of cool stuff in it too. It's really good. Spartacus House of Asher. I'm on my last episode on Stars. If you like Spartacus, you'll love Spartacus House of Asher. It's very interesting because Asher dies in Spartacus, but this is like a what if story. They're like, the gods didn't want Asher, so they send him back down, and he supposedly kills Spartacus. So now he has a house, so he's got gladiators underneath him, and he introduces like the first female gladiator, and it is awesome. I like love it. 5 out of 5 for that and Frankenstein. I saw a movie. I've been watching this guy on Facebook, and I find his movie picks to be very good, in the terms of horror things. And he suggested I watch Bone Lake, and that was fantastic because it is Airbnb horror, and I love those because they scare the fuck out of me because they're so
Yeah.
real. And oh geez, and then the twist on this one is something. It is something that Mark Millar would put in the unfunnies.
What was that streaming on?
Netflix.
Okay. What was it called?
Bone Lake.
Bone Lake.
Yeah, and then I went to the theater on Friday on my day off last week to see Dracula, the new version, and that was really well done. They had some interesting twists on there for sure, by not putting Van Helsing and putting in a priest that's after him. I enjoyed that one quite a bit. Also meant to be like a love story between Nina and Dracula, obviously. 28 Years Later is, I watched that, and that was really well. I liked it. It was like Cross to me. It really was. Like, if Cross was tame, it would be 28 Years Later. That was on Netflix as well.
Oh, the new Jurassic Park movie's available now.
Yeah, the other
I
thing
can
this
watch that.
guy, okay, he's on Facebook. I find Facebook invaluable. The reason is because there's good pages where I learn about comics I've never seen before. There's interesting factoids on the collecting market and how I can navigate it and stuff. And I find the things that the AI algorithm give me because I like horror movies is interesting. And I started following this guy called Slasher Talk, and he's got to be in his late 20s, or I don't know, maybe early 30s. He wears a hat and does these quick movie recommendations in horror, and he recommended Bone Lake. He recommended a movie called Clown, which is probably one of the most unique horror movies I've ever seen. In the fact, it was produced by Eli Roth. Eli Roth had nothing to do with the creation of
Yeah,
it, I
just
don't
produced it.
think, other than him producing it. But it's something I don't think I've seen before because it's a guy that gets this Romanian or European clown outfit from one of his houses he's selling. He finds it in a crate, and his son is having a birthday party and the clown cancels, so he decides he's gonna put on this clown suit that he finds in a crate, and he fucking becomes a clown that eats children. It's fucking insane.
Thanks.
But anyway, that guy recommended that. And then I watched The Strangers Chapter 3 at the theater with my wife, which is really good, but it's kind of like, don't take the mystery out of what makes this movie scary. And they kind of do. So the thing that The Strangers is scary is you don't know who they are, you don't know what their motivations are, or why they're doing it. And then if you do know, it kind of takes everything that's scary about it, out of it. And then I watched another one that guy Slasher Talk recommended. This one left Netflix, and I got it in at time. It ended at the end of the month, but it starred an actor that I wouldn't think would want to be in a movie like this, but Timothée Chalamet, who's mo known for like Dune and playing Bob Dylan, I think, and playing all these like really good, well thought out roles. He was in a romantic dark horror movie called Bones and All. And Bones and All is about two teenage cannibals
No.
that eat people. And it's fucking crazy because it's done in the sense of they're drawn to they need to eat people. Like they're born into this cannibalism, and they can smell each other, so they know that they're cannibals by smelling them. And these two find each other, and then there's this crazy guy, which I would love to talk to somebody about if anybody listens. I really want to know more about this Sully guy because, God, his motivations seem fucking dark, and they never get to like they it's ambiguous to me. If he was gonna kill the lead actress or what, like his motivations were they sexual? What were they? But like he was a creepy motherfucker. That was one creepy mother cannibal motherfucker. He actually is the one that taught the lead character to be a cannibal because he knew she was. He could smell it on her, and he forms like a bond with her that she wants nothing to do with because she's like, this is one sick motherfucker. But Bones and All was really good. I like that as well. So yeah, I watch a lot of shit, and I liked it all. So
Nice. Yeah, sounds like some good stuff. There's a lot of good stuff out there. It's hard to pare down what to watch, though. There's so much stuff.
have no problems. I there's good recommendations and
I mean, I guess if you find someone who's kind of in sync with what you like, then that makes it easier.
yeah, I was really impressed with Frankenstein. Dracula was good, but not as good as Frankenstein.
Yeah, I definitely want to
Bone
watch
Lake
that.
was top notch. Bones and All was very unique. That's one of the things I like about Slasher Talk, though, is he seems to like things, although he slammed the latest Scream, and I thought it was one of the better ones. But I thought this Scream was damn near perfect, except for the ending. Like, I would have given it a 10 out of 10 if through three quarters of the movie.
Well,
And that the way they closed it out to surprise it, Screams are all about how are they going to make a twist on this, And the twist on this one was kind of
Didn't
stupid,
work,
but everything leading up to it was fucking great. I love what they were doing with AI, like manipulating people's faces and stuff, and I think it was really good. And I liked Sydney's the girl who played Sydney's daughter was the girl that was in Taylor Sheridan's Western 1826 or whatever the heck it was, 1886. That was so good. Like, and she was good in this. And it also had the Taylor Sheridan daughter and Landman, so I was like, yeah, it's got two characters I love. So yeah, I'm Taylor Sheridan obsessed. So many good things. And then I want to see the new 20 like this 28 years later was followed up by another one that just hit theaters. So I imagine the next one will be, because it ends on a cliffhanger, will be streaming soon. So I want to see the conclusion to it. But that's about it.
Lots of stuff.
Yep. Is that all you have?
Yeah, I don't think I were. I really haven't been watching a lot other than the Olympics, so.
Again, let me know if there's any books to add to this, and I'll do the same.
Did you get the new Robert Crumb book?
No, I don't think so. What was it?
Tales of Paranoia.
No, I didn't get it.
Okay.
Was it a hardcover
No,
or
it's just a
what?
single issue. Very wordy, though.
No, I don't know why I didn't get it, but probably forgot to order it.
I'm
Or
gonna.
you didn't mention it to me. That's also a
That's also
possibility.
possible. We didn't talk. We haven't talked previews in a while, so.
Yeah. Well, there's not a new one out. Well, they're coming out now for
Yeah, I
March.
haven't looked at the new ones.
I've been reading a lot of Xenoscope horror, and that Tales of Terror is by far my favorite
Favorite.
Xenoscope
Yeah.
book to date. I read the new Robin Hood, which was very interesting because it sort of makes like an Avengers team out of her
I think I might have gotten that one.
killer cobra or whatever that is, and the Black Terror and Fury and Vesper, you know?
Yeah, I love
So
Black Fury
like,
and Terror.
yeah, so that they're in it. So you should enjoy that one. I've been trying to read my Xenoscopes and Valiants as they come out just because they're in continuity and there's not a lot of them, so I could just read them as they come in.
Yeah, for sure. There's no fire hose coming from those guys.
Yeah. But you've been listening to Geek Brunch, and you can find us at DCNoisePodcast.com. I think we're going to continue down that path, at least for the at least for another year. But I'm going to split the cost with Derek, so I think keeping this the site alive for at least 1 year until I find something else is viable.
Keep which side alive? Oh, the DC Noise one?
DC
Yeah.
Noise, yeah. And you can find us on Blue Sky at DBM00 at Mike Myers Brunch, and I'm also on X. And Facebook, you could find us under Geek Brunch Podcast or DC Noise Podcast, and I post all the episode threads there. And that's about it. We'll be back with some more war stories, and we're getting close to finishing Black Kiss,
We
so we
are.
can dive into something else, I
That's our
think.
next perverted collection.
Well, I got the new novel of
Oh, I got that too. I just got it the other day.
Money Shot
Yeah.
sequel. So we can maybe start that if you want to read like four chapters or something.
We'll see.
Yeah. All right. We can wrap this one up, and I'll talk to you in 2 weeks,
All right,
hopefully.
sounds good.
And I guess plan for Baltimore.
Yeah, we'll have to start looking into it.
It's still early, but
Yeah.
you can start thinking about it, at least reserving the
Yeah,
dates, right?
I'll check with my wife to see, make sure that data is available. All
Yeah. All right. See you later,
right, see
Bill.
ya.
Have a good one.
Bye.
Bye. Where is the hang up?